This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Fatty liver disease, it's something we're likely to come across at some point, whether it impacts a friend, a family member, or even ourselves, because it's the most common form of liver disease in the country. Well, what is it? What causes it? And how do we get rid of it?
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Vincent Ho.
Hi, Warren.
What is fatty liver disease?
Fatty liver is a very common problem, and as you've mentioned, it is the most common form of a liver disease, affecting about 30% of the Western world. So essentially, yeah, it's that common. Essentially, it is fat deposition in the liver, which can often be detected on a scan, an ultrasound scan, or on the basis of elevated blood markers that suggest liver inflammation. So that's the usual way we pick up the presence of fatty liver.
What causes all this fat to be deposited around the liver in the first place?
Yeah, so in the Western world, there are two main reasons for why people get fatty liver. The first is alcohol. So alcohol certainly does contribute to fatty liver, and it is certainly a major culprit. But the other one, which is often called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and that's a technical term called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD for short, that is due to our diet. And in particular, Warren, it's thought that there are two major types of food constituents that contribute. The first is fructose, which is found in sugar. And the second, believe it or not, is carbohydrates or carbs.
Oh, wow. So like, even a bowl of pasta or a bowl of rice, just simple carbohydrate.
Absolutely. So it's been shown that carbs are linked to the development of fatty liver. Obviously, not everybody who consumes high amounts of carbs gets fatty liver, but we have found that there is a link between carb consumption and the development of fatty liver. And that's why, as part of the treatment for fatty liver, obviously, one of the things to do is watch your carbs.
Right. Let's talk about the fructose part of it. Is that because fructose, I suppose, is processed by the liver? Is that right?
That's correct. It is. And its chemical structure, believe it or not, is actually very similar to alcohol. So alcohol is designed to, in many ways, to lead to fat accumulation in the liver very easily. And fructose is very similar in terms of its chemical structure to ethanol. And so what we find is fructose, which is often found in many different types of sweetness. So we find there's many types of foods which contain high amounts of fructose. These include things like, obviously, soft drinks, but includes sugary drinks, often fruit juices, and it may include other things like sauces and salad dressings, many fast foods. They have high amounts of fructose. And so when you consume fructose in excess, then a lot of that will end up right in the liver and it accumulates as fat.
This is really interesting, Dr. Vincent Ho, because many, many years ago, I actually was diagnosed with fatty liver disease. And one of the things that I did immediately is I did the, I eliminated sugar from my diet. Admittedly, it's probably crept back in a little bit, but it pretty much completely removed it. And it was funny because the fatty liver disease went.
Exactly. And that's because I suspect that you cut back on your fructose consumption in a big way. And that's made a difference. And as I said, mentioned, the other way, it obviously is to help cut back on carbs, and it can make a big difference.
Is fatty liver disease dangerous if you don't do anything about it?
Yeah, so fatty liver disease is part of the metabolic syndrome that that we see. So people that often get obesity, diabetes, it's often part and parcel of that, what we call the metabolic syndrome. So in many ways, if you have fatty liver, you're more at risk of getting those other conditions, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, And it means that you're more at risk of complications such as heart disease. So getting a heart attack, you're more likely to get that. Fatty liver itself, it can also transform into a condition called cirrhosis. So it doesn't happen, of course, that often, but certainly there are a number of cases where fatty liver, because the fat itself in the liver can get inflamed and it can cause scarring, that eventually can result in cirrhosis. So there is a small number of people with fatty liver disease that will go on to develop cirrhosis of the liver, and that itself is a very challenging condition to manage.
We're chatting with the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer from Western Sydney University, about fatty liver disease. Vincent, how do we treat fatty liver disease if someone is diagnosed with it, whether it be the alcohol one or the non-alcoholic one? Which are, how's it treated?
Look, when it comes to alcohol, I think the way there obviously is to address the alcohol and minimize alcohol intake. Of course, for some people, even a small amount of alcohol is enough to cause fatty liver. And in that situation, we just have a good discussion about just, you know, how much alcohol they should have. Should they really limit it for special occasions? And often I think after that discussion, most people that are worried about fatty liver are happy to do that. When it comes to diet, it's a bit more tricky because fructose, as you know, it's one of those things you can cut back on. Carbs for a lot of people is very difficult because carbs, it's often recommended in many dietary guidelines to have up to 60 or 65% of your calorie intake as carbs. But what we know is that people that have confirmed fatty liver should limit their carb intake to less than half of their caloric intake as carbs. So should be no more than 40 to 50%. Of your caloric intake as carbs.
Really important information, Dr. Vincent Ho. Just another question for you. Let's say, well, you know, our liver is pretty okay. What's the best way to keep our liver healthy?
Yeah, so look, the best way to keep it healthy is to avoid exposure to anything that's likely to jeopardize it or harm it. So obviously alcohol, we know, is a major culprit, but also there are a range of medications sometimes which can be associated with affecting the liver. And we know that on the basis of often blood tests. So certainly if you're seeing a general practitioner and they're doing blood tests as part of the usual workup, and there is some and they've picked up abnormal liver tests, then it may be that some of the medications you're on could be contributing to that. So I think avoiding potential medications, and there are a list of them, but your local general practitioner will be able to give it more advice on that. So it's avoiding harm to liver is the most important thing.
Dr. Vincent Ho, should let's say we, you know, could you have fatty liver disease and not be aware of it? Should we make it part of our routine, you know, screening with our GP to go and check it?
Yes, that's really important. You raise an excellent point, because there's a kind of a myth that it's only really obese and overweight people who get fatty liver. But it's actually not the case at all, because we find fatty liver in people that are very, you know, that could be normal as far as their body mass index is concerned, and they could look perfectly healthy. But actually, there's a lot of fat around the liver, and it's often due to what you're consuming. So literally are what you eat. You know, if you're eating a lot of sugary foods and you're eating a lot of the carbs, then a lot of that can get into the liver, even if you're not overweight, and that can be a problem.
Dr. Vincent Ho, we are all healthier because of the information you share with us on Joy Drive. Thank you so much for chatting with us. We'll talk to you in a month.
Thanks, Warren. It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. That is the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer from Western Sydney University. Check out his website, gutdoctor.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.